No. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start with your phone calls, and then I think we'll get through some emails here that have been waiting patiently. But first, it's James in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Hey, what's going on?
James, it's Jamie from Kentucky. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, who do you think it was?
Well, they wrote James. Oh. Normally, you're Jamie. And
that's
so,
my alias.
Ah, you are a tricky one. So, Jamie, what's going on in your life? It's been like months and months since we've last heard from you.
Well, I tell you what, it's been awful about this old economy deal and stuff. And I've just been down in the logs.
You've been down in the what?
Down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you so bummed out? I mean, I agree with you. The economy particularly is bad because of the Federal Reserve, as you probably know. But is there anything in specific?
It's an all-plan deal, though. They know what's going on.
Yeah, they do know what's going on. That much is for sure. You still working at the dollar store?
Sir, it was done planned out like everybody.
Yeah. You still working at the dollar store?
Well, no. I'm kind of unemployed right now.
Oh, no. Are you living with Grandma still, or did she pass on? I forget.
She passed away.
That's right. That's right.
Sorry to hear that.
So what are you doing? Where are you living now? What's going on?
I'm living at home right now.
Living at your home by yourself?
No.
With Mom?
With folks right now.
Your mom and dad?
Yeah, times are hard. Dollars about to fall.
You might see, you're probably going to see, if the economy does keep having problems, as it inevitably will. I mean, they might be able to boost it for a little bit, but as things do get worse and money gets tighter, you'll start to see more Americans living together with their families for longer. It's just not going to be affordable for kids to go and strike out on their own. And even if young people are out on their own, they may find that it just makes more financial sense to move in with a bunch of friends or move in with some family members. And
What is everybody going to do when the dollar just falls? It ain't worth nothing. What's everybody going to do?
Well, that's a good question.
Canned food and ammunition, baby.
People have been talking about that here on the program this week. Certainly, the marketplace will find a way to get products and services to the end user. That much is for sure. How it will all play out is very difficult to predict. I imagine gold and silver will play a role. I imagine the black market will also play a role. And things like cigarettes and alcohol and other things that are always going to be in demand will become particularly valuable and tradable, and so the marketplace will sort of define on its own, as the market does, what is worth trading.
Have you heard about NASA's project that's going to happen October 14th?
No, I haven't. I doubt very many people are paying attention to it. What is it?
It's called Project Blue Beam.
Blue Beam. What's that mean? What's it do?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Well, try me, Jamie. We hear all kinds of stuff on this show.
Well, they're going to try to make it out to be like the rapture's happening.
Why would they do that?
Got these satellites in the air, in space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on YouTube and stuff, and it's secret, but, you know.
Why would they want to pretend like the rapture is happening?
To get rid of the Christians.
But where are if the rapture happens, the Christians would rise up into the air.
It's all to do with aliens too, okay?
Oh yeah,
it has to do with aliens.
How are they going to? I guess I'm confused, Jamie. What exactly are they going to do with the satellite to confuse the Christians?
Well, they got these where they make some kind of. Have you ever heard of HARP?
Yes, yeah. It's an experimental
weather system.
No, they don't control the weather. That's an allegation. It's another governmental bureaucratic program where they allegedly are experimenting with things like radio waves and trying to affect the weather. They may be attempting it. I don't know if there's ever been any real conclusive evidence that shows they've been successful.
Well, we'll just have to wait till October 14th, but
I guess so.
I just advise anybody not to believe it.
So
if it does happen.
So are you saying they're trying to trick Christians into thinking it's the rapture when, in point of fact, it's actually not? Is that what you're getting at?
How are they going
to
trick them?
Hey, martial law could happen too at that time.
It very well could. Some people are saying there's
the October surprise.
The October surprise that people were talking about back in 2004. It didn't happen back then. Maybe anything. Yep. Anything can certainly happen.
See, the FEMA camps are got these gas chambers and stuff in them. I know that for a fact.
How do you know that?
How do you know for a fact?
I've seen it on YouTube.
No, that doesn't count. I've seen what you're talking about. It was brought up like a year and a half ago on this program, and basically what it is an old train station that is pretty much abandoned. I actually think there's still some people working there, as I recall. It's like an Amtrak train station, and there's some sort of piping that's going into the side of the wall, and people are saying, well, that piping is for a gas chamber where they're going to kill people.
Piping into the wall probably.
Well, they got the big ovens, too, ready.
I don't know if there's any evidence for that, Jamie. I really don't. I mean,
they cooking pizzas in them?
You know, I'd like to believe that's true. I mean, considering how tyrannical and awful the government already is, but I don't think they've gone that far quite yet.
When they killed the Jews, didn't they have like railroad tracks through there and stuff?
And people didn't know about it either. I mean, when they were hauling the Jews off to the concentration camps during Nazi Germany, many people. I mean, there were rumors, but it wasn't confirmed for a very, very long time. So, I mean, it's certainly possible that atrocious things like that could be going on. But I would hope that in this day and age of information, that we would have some leaks and people would actually get some real evidence out there instead of just allegations based on photos taken from far away through a barbed wire fence.
But you know what?
What?
People forget about the if you forget about the past, you're doomed to repeat it.
Sage advice. I agree completely with that part. Jamie, thank you for the call. Good hearing from you, my friend. 800-259-9231. Always nice when old callers call in to say hi and check in.
And tell us about the fake rapture.
The gas chambers
and stuff.
1-800-259.
Can you imagine being down in the dumps because of the banking crisis? I mean, what does that have to do with you when you're unemployed from the dollar store living with mom? I mean, really, what does the banking crisis have to do with you?
Well, I mean, it's going to affect everybody, Mark. When the dollar crashes, if they can't fix the problem temporarily with the Amero or something like that, it's going to be a tough time for everybody, no matter where you live. I mean, if you've got a lot of money, you'll probably make it through it easier, but if the money's not worth anything anymore, then you better have something else to back up on. Whether that's
mom and dad
or ammunition or gold or whatever it is that you can trade, you should have something. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue this depression talk here because it's obviously big news. People are talking about this. People are pretty disappointed with the direction the government's going, which is, of course, to give their buddies in the banking industry a nice big bailout at the cost of your money. I know you won't see the amount of money in your bank account drop, but your money will become worth less as they create more money and inflate the money supply. That's just how it works. So it's essentially a hidden tax. Anyway, Brandon emails, and he says, I've been having debates with my father about the free market and politics in general. He believes that government intervention will save us all from our current economic woes, like it did during the Great Depression, he says. I tried to tell him that the government was, in fact, the cause of the Great Depression.
But it's a difficult thing to prove to somebody, especially if they believe otherwise. If they're, if they're starting out believing otherwise, it's difficult to prove because, well, it didn't happen. The government didn't allow the free market to recover during, in 1929 like it did in 1921.
And people believe that it was FDR that saved the country.
And in fact, the policies of the New Deal are what put us into a depression, the longest depression in history.
So Brandon says I tried to tell my dad that the government was in fact the cause of it, and he broke down and said I was full of S. I was wondering if you could help me explain what really happened.
God.
So I go to my favorite source whenever people ask this question, which we always, this is like once a year kind of a question. What was the real cause behind the Great Depression? We have glossed over it on this program in recent days, saying that it was indeed the Federal Reserve and its manipulation of the money supply, the central bank that essentially leads to the malinvestments that leads to the corrections, and in this case, the Great Depression. But our friend Mary Ruart, Dr. Mary Ruart, has an excellent, easy-to-understand explanation in her book, Healing Our World. We'll turn to that here in moments and tell you about what really happened back in the beginning portion of the century. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
When employees of various sized companies were asked in a Business Week magazine poll, are you one of the top 10 performers in your company? A whopping 90% said yes. With executives, it was an astounding 97%. Clearly, a lot of people don't really know how they're doing. To truly evaluate who are the top performers, I created a very simple formula I call the PDA, or Performance Development Agenda. P is for passion, D is for discipline, and A is for action. If you master these three simple elements, you will be on your way to truly being in that top 10%. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a whole bunch of our listeners, and you can read over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a diet pill called Dexy-20 for the last 6 or 7 weeks now, and I've been losing weight. You know, the holidays are coming up, and people are, you know, probably not going to be thinking about their weight much. They're probably going to be eating whatever they want. But you can sort of stave off some of those extra pounds that you might pick up during the holidays by taking Dex-C20. All you've got to do is take it twice a day. It doesn't give you the jitters, and you're going to lose weight, very likely. Scientifically, 83% of the participants have lost weight in their little test. Dex-C20, you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
So we're going to allow Mary Ruart to tell us a little bit about how it is the entire Great Depression actually occurred. This is not the story you're going to read in your government high school history textbooks. But one of the things I love about Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which you can actually read the 90s edition free, and that's where I'm going to be reading from, on her website at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. I like how she puts in on the side of the page, there's like a little side frame, basically, with sort of related quotes to what it is that she's talking about. Uh-huh. I'm going to share some of those quotes first, and then we'll get into her story here. Some related quotes. Congressman Charles Lindbergh in 1913, referring to the Federal Reserve Act, said this: "When the president signs this bill, the invisible government of monetary power will be legalized." Ludwig von Mises in The Theory of Money and Credit said, "Depressions and mass unemployment are not caused by the free market, but by government interference in the economy," as we'll see here in a moment. Thomas Jefferson, you know him, the author of the Declaration of Independence, he had this to say: "If the American people ever allow banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the corporation that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered."
Is that happening?
Yeah. The banks have been controlling the issuance of currency for almost 100 years in this country.
Well, and they have, and I think that this is what he's talking about. When he says homeless, maybe that doesn't mean a place to sleep. Maybe it means the owning of one's
home. Their home.
Now,
yeah.
I've read numbers. I've seen numbers between 70 and 98% of Americans have mortgages on their homes.
Wow.
Now, most the people that are holding those mortgages are the banks. Well, then now it appears as though the member banks of the central member banks, the members of the Federal Reserve, they are snatching up these thrifts, these banks that weren't members. They're just sort of businesses. During this crisis, so those central banks are going to in fact own your home, because they hold the paper on it.
Yep.
So that's what he's talking about. It's happening here today.
They created the money in the first place, and
now
they
have the property.
The loan, and
the money was created out of nothing,
yep.
Nothing, and now they're taking your property.
Gabriel Kolko in The Triumph of Conservatism wrote, "The entire banking reform movement at all crucial stages was centralized in the hands of a few men who for years were linked ideologically and personally with one another." And finally, Congressman Lewis McFadden in 1933, the chairman of the Banking and Currency Committee, said this: "Every effort has been made by the Fed to conceal its power, but the truth is, the Fed has usurped the government. It controls everything here, and it controls all our foreign relations. It makes and breaks governments at will." So here's the story. This, again, from Healing Our World. You can get it free over at ruart.com, but I recommend buying the updated, the aughts edition.
I did.
It's well worth it. Here's her story. In 1914, the Federal Reserve, or the Fed, received an exclusive monopoly to issue U.S. currency. That's right, like AT&T, the Fed is a private corporation owned by its member banks. We were talking about the member banks last night. The member banks are a few, and then there are many, many sort of lesser banks that also are in the club, so to speak. The Fed's a powerful institution. Some believe it's the most powerful in the world. Let's find out why. Before the creation of the Fed, banks found they needed reserves of approximately 21% so that they would have enough money on hand when their customers wanted to make a withdrawal. When the Fed took over the reserves of the national banks, it lowered the reserve requirement to half of that. The Fed itself used a reserve system. It kept only 35% of the reserves entrusted to it by the member banks. The balance was loaned out mostly to the government, with the wealth of the American people as collateral.
You know, it is the wealth of the American people. How did the Federal Reserve get to be the owner of the wealth of the American people? The fact is the United States government is using taxpayer dollars to bail for this banking bailout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are taxpayer dollars? Taxpayer dollars are,
debt notes.
Yeah, the promise to pay in the future, essentially. What are they promising? They're promising your labor. If the government can promise your labor to the central banks, well, central banks, then you're owned, essentially. Doesn't it sound like it?
It sounds like that, but they're promising it because they've got a brilliant indoctrination system that gets people to voluntarily turn over their hard-earned money to the system. That's why it keeps happening, because people believe they have to pay taxes, and so, and they do. I mean, they've seen examples of people being hurt for not paying, so they keep paying, and they're continuing the cycle of abuse. Though even if they stopped paying, that wouldn't stop the government from being funded, because they could just print out more money. So really, the solution, as we'll talk about, is moving away from the Federal Reserve note and toward alternative, real value-backed currencies. But let's continue. Lowering reserves resulted in the creation of more money. As a result, the money supply doubled between 1914 and 1920, and once again from 1921 to 1929. That's pretty significant. The money supply doubling, which means your money becomes worth half as much, pretty much. And here's the rest. In contrast, gold in the reserve vault increased only 3% in the 1920s. The bankers would obviously be unable to keep their promise to deliver gold to depositors if a large number of people withdrew their money at the same time. So they were really operating on some thin margins there, as far as the reserves are concerned. Businesses could not use all the newly created money the banks wished to loan, so stock speculators were encouraged to borrow. Many people got heavily into debt, thinking the boom would continue, sort of like how a lot of people bought a bunch of houses, thinking they were going to go up in value, they'd be able to flip them and make more money. That's what was going on up to a few years ago. In 1929, the Fed started deflation by slowing the creation of new money. People who had counted on renewing their loans to cover stock speculations or other investments found they could no longer borrow. They were forced to sell their securities, and a stock market plunge ensued. The mini crash in October of 1987 also may have been triggered by the Fed slowing the creation of new money. People who lost money at the time spent less on goods and services as a result. You know, tighten your budget, right? So business began to slow. The businesses aren't having enough people coming in buying things. They've got to tighten their budget. With banks unwilling to renew loans, businesses began to reduce their workforce. People aren't coming through the doors. You've got to cut your budget. Staffing's the biggest part of any budget in most businesses. So you start cutting the workforce. People nervously began withdrawing their gold deposits as banks in other countries quit honoring their promise to return the gold. Rumors circulated that the Federal Reserve would soon be bankrupt as well. Naturally, there was no way for the banks to exchange the inflated dollars for gold. They just didn't have it.
It wasn't there.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. So malinvestment, people started to pull stuff out of the, pull their funds out of the bank. We'll tell you what the rest of the story is here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photoblocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photoblocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photoblocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photoblocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away. And they include live streams, broadband, dial-up, and webcams. Webcam, we got them all over for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful. They record every call. And they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. We had an email come in from Brandon, and he's been having a discussion with his dad about what was the original cause of the Great Depression. Of course, his dad believes that the government can save us from financial calamity, and Brandon was pointing out to him that, wait a minute, Dad, it's the government that created the financial calamity in the first place, then and now. And so he wanted some more detail on exactly what had happened back then.
Right, because everybody believes that essentially the Great Depression just sort of happened, because mm-hmm. that's what happens with business.
Right.
But it isn't what happens with business, not when money is backed by, you know, real value. I mean, you don't hear about the ice cream stores closing their doors. Why should you be hearing about banks closing their doors? They're just a business, right? Well, they're not, because they're connected with the central bank and given the power to print create
right.
money through the central bank, who was given that power by Congress in 1913. So they're, you know, linked with our economic system.
So what happened was the Federal Reserve, created in 1913, putting a whole bunch of money out there, and they started lowering the reserves as far as the gold that was necessary to be on deposit in order to make good on people that wanted to come in and exchange their money.
And so they did that, and they really slashed down the reserve percentages. People started spending money like crazy, malinvesting, and eventually there was just too much money. People got too heavily into debt, thinking the boom would continue. The Fed then started slowing the creation of new money, and people started, you know, stopped buying things. Businesses started to go to cut staff. You know, it had begun, basically. And so people went to the banks to try to withdraw their money. Some got it out. But as people withdraw their bank funds, the money supply decreases, just the reverse of what happens when they deposit it. The bank's failure to loan, coupled with massive withdrawals, caused even greater deflation. People lost their savings and their purchasing power. In turn, businesses lost their customers and laid off workers. Each loss contributed to the next, resulting in the most severe depression that Americans had ever known. Now, had this happened in Scotland between 1793 and 1845, bank owners, the stockholders, would have to make their promises good by digging into their own pockets. In our own country, however, the government enforcement agents were instructed to come after the American citizenry instead. Franklin Roosevelt convinced Congress to pass a bill making it illegal for Americans to own gold.
In a free country.
Right. Everyone had to exchange their valuable gold for Federal Reserve notes, which have no intrinsic value. Gold was still given to foreigners who brought their dollars to be exchanged for gold, but not to Americans.
That's true.
While U.S. banks failed in the early 1930s and Americans were shorn of their gold, no Canadian banks failed. Between 1921 and 1929, the Great Depression, American depositors lost an estimated $565 million. Remember, this is back in 1920s money. So $565 million back then was a whole lot of money, whereas today, you know, not so much. While Canadian losses during that same time frame, 1921 through 29, were less than 3% of $565 million.
Wow.
Now, Canada enjoyed a banking system similar to the one described earlier for Scotland.
Well, and, you know, the United States and Canada, their economies are linked. So even if the United States did poorly, Canada would have done, you know, when the United States did poorly, Canada would have done poorly, too, because they sold a lot here.
Right.
Canada has a tenth of the population, but they still only lost 3%. So there you go. I mean, you know, they still it was a third, essentially.
At that time in Canada, like in Scotland, there were few licensing laws and no central bank with an exclusive monopoly on the issuance of currency. Each bank issued its own notes and protected itself and the public by refusing to loan to inflating banks. Just as in Scotland, the stockholders of the banks were obligated to make good the inflated currency. Unfortunately for Canada, the aggression of licensing laws was instituted in 1935. So, party's over there. Why did the Canadians switch from a system that protected them from bankruptcy? Why did England eventually impose its inferior system on Scotland?
Because when you have a system of power, and that's what we—that's what you have with the central, you know, with the parliamentary system like we have here in the United States, and, you know, the bicameral legislature or whatever. When you have that power and people can seize it, the people that have the most money are going to try to seize the power so that they can make more money and, you know, do what they want in the world. And
yep.
So the central banker types, you know, the bankers understand how this whole system works, and so they seize power. Essentially, they get their rubes in there to do what they want them
yep.
to do. And then they take over the monetary system, and they get in power so they can steal your money.
Right. And people believe that's pretty much summarizes what Mary Roark continues to say. So I'll stop there. But people believe that they can somehow wrest control of the system away from these people who have been entrenched in it for so long by using the system.
I think you can if you can get enough people mobilized and then have them to remain vigilant. However,
like the Ron Paul people.
Well, they didn't get enough people, and they've got to
right.
get more.
Right. So we'll have to wait 4 years.
I think it can be done. However, I don't think that you can show me too many places in the world where it has been done
right.
and been done successfully.
It's not bloody likely.
I think that you're talking about a utopia.
You're up against the people that print the money.
Just like communism would be a utopia. That the idea that you can have central power, that much central power, and that the bankers aren't going to try to get a hold of it so they can control the issuance of money. They've been doing it for centuries.
Almost 100 years in this country. We continue with your calls. Let's talk to Tony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about the economy, too. It's interesting stuff that Mary Ruart had to say.
Yes, sir.
And this bailout, of course, is something that that is on everybody's mind. Well, maybe not everybody, but...
Mm-hmm.
I particularly liked what Webster Griffin Tarpley had to say about about it, and he presented three different possible solutions to what you know, what we're currently faced with, which is what, a $700 billion bailout of I can't even remember the name of the financial institution right now. It slips my mind, but the head of the Federal Reserve, I believe, was the Goldman Sachs, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
No,
okay.
It's not Goldman Sachs that's getting bailed out. I think it was Fannie and Freddie are the ones.
Well,
that are
no,
getting bailed
I think Fannie and Freddie were already taken over by the. Oh, okay. So this is the money deal then. This is, you know, this is where they're saying.
There's so much
want...
failing right now. I couldn't even tell you.
right. And then I even read an article on Prison Planet today, and somebody had called somebody in the Treasury Department. And they said that they just wanted a big number. They didn't even really know why they chose $700 billion. They just wanted a large number. So, you know, it almost seems like a chilling effect to just try to scare everybody. And then you have Bush get up there and talk to people. And he just looked like the devil, really. You know, that I haven't gone and watched the thing because I don't really – we don't have cable at my house. I don't watch television. I watch it as little as possible. But he just looks so evil when he's doing that. But anyway, back to
these are evil, evil people.
Yeah, back to Tarpley's solution, though. We have three different possibilities of the way we could go. You know, one is to just say, well, let's just let the banks crash. You know, that would be the sort of the free market, you know, the purely free market solution, you know. And so he calls that the Herbert Hoover solution. And we saw where that led. Now, you also have the possibility of just, you know, of going along with this, and that gives you the inflationary depression because that's going to make our money worth less. And then you have the, you know, the New Deal type of solutions where you basically using the government to, you know, put money in the pockets of people instead of putting it in the pockets of the bankers. Does that make sense? You know, and that so the money gets spent any which way.
I see what you're saying.
Well, you do see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what he's saying about the free market solution, and kind of makes a good point about that, is if we just go with purely free market right at this point, that in a month or two, the food will not be in the supermarkets. You know, basically society will completely break down.
Yeah, it's poppycock. I mean, of course, there are people out there that want to scare people about the free market. Thanks for the call. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. What about the free market solution, the scary one? It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. But Mark, you say that the voting situation has become quite...
It's contentious.
Frightening.
We need your vote, so go to vote.freetalklive.com.
We've been shored up all month long pretty effectively, but I guess they've been trickling. Our lead has been trickling away as the second place show has been catching up. So we need you if you haven't voted. We only asked like once or twice at the very beginning of the month, got enough votes to really boost us pretty effectively. So if you didn't vote at the beginning of this month, please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast
your vote. It's been a very low voting month. Here it is,
really?
The 26th. There's only 511 votes, which, you know, it's obvious that we haven't been out there banging for them. We haven't needed them. But most months that end on the 30th or 31st, mm-hmm. you're talking about 1,000 to 1,200 votes. So a lot of people have taken the month off, and I would ask them to get in there and vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
Please.
It's kind of bittersweet. A friend of ours is at number two, but, yeah, he just can't win. Sorry.
So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. You only need your email address. Won't be sold or spammed. It's used just to simply verify you're a real living human being. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us as we continue here to discuss what Tony had called in about, this suggestion that the free market solution to the economic situation that we're dealing with here
is
scary.
I can see where they're coming from, and that's what we've been taught. Now,
smooth it out.
The idea is that even though the free market would have saved us, you know, if we would have gone to the free market, we would have never had to deal gone with the free market. We'd have never had to deal with the problems that we currently have. We do have the problems, and we have to deal with them. So, of course, you'd want to have the government step in so we can go for a soft landing, right?
But it doesn't work that way.
No, it may very well make it softer here in the short term. However, what it's doing is it's making the landing harder in the future.
Right. The longer you keep delaying that landing, the worse and nastier it's going to get.
Do we need a correction? Well, yeah.
It's going to hurt. Some people are going to get hurt by
it. A lot of banks have made a lot of a lot of mistakes. And I'm sorry, those rich guys in the banks, as far as I'm concerned,
I'm not shedding tears.
Yeah, they can afford the loss.
Yeah. Sell a few houses, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. if people who bought bad mortgages, I'm not sure that they're necessarily going to get hurt so badly. At that point, you're really just talking about the economy taking a downturn.
Yeah.
People buying and selling less. And as far as I'm concerned, the best solution here is to close the Federal Reserve. It's not going to happen.
No, of course not. I mean, that's why I was going to tell the caller, Tony, he can rest
safe
tonight.
And that's not the Herbert Hoover definition. Otherwise, the Federal Reserve wouldn't have been created in 1913 and then continued. Yes, the banks should have to deal with the bad investment that they made, but we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve anyway.
That's the source of all of the problems we're talking about here. But as you say, Mark, it's not going to happen. That option is not even on the table. Ron Paul might put that option on the table and it'll be swept off right away. So the politicians, the Republicans and the Democrats are not interested in that option. It's not even being discussed. So the options that are on the table all involve some sort of bailout. And so things will be continued on into the future for who knows how long. There's no way to know how long they can keep this house of cards standing. But as you say, Mark, it's like basically they keep adding cards to the top. They keep adding cards to the house of cards is essentially what they're doing.
So.
And unfortunately, it won't feel like a house of cards when it falls. It's going to be a lot more dangerous.
It's going to feel like a real house fell on you.
Yeah. Let's go to Peter in New York. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Peter, what's on your mind tonight?
You had mentioned, you were talking about Mary Ruard and some of her comments, and there was a mention of a man named Louis McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little footnote from history. McFadden actually tried in 1933 to impeach the Secretary of the Treasury, along with the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. And a lot of the lieutenants, I call them, from the 12 regional banks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what ended up happening to him is that there was an attempt on his life.
Oh, my.
Once by shooting and then once by a poisoning that made him violently ill, according to Wikipedia, after attending a political banquet in Washington. So not one, but two attempts on the life of this man who was basically an early crusader against the Federal Reserve system.
Why not take out Ron Paul? I mean, I'm not calling
him. Well, he's not having the success that McFadden had.
Oh, I see. So it's only if you're successful, they'll go after you then.
I'm afraid Ron Paul's a lone voice crying in the wilderness.
Yeah, I see. That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm not clear entirely on how much popular support McFadden actually had. And the man, I'm not defending, the man had a lot of very bad views. It seems that he was an anti-Semite. And pro-Nazi sympathizer. So there were a lot of things about him that were not pleasant, but
the same is true with Andrew Jackson. Exactly the most I can't defend the good Indian the only good Indian is a dead Indian statement. However, he did get rid of the central bank here in the United States, the seventh president of the United States, and we had a gold standard for a very long time. It's just that you can't trust the government to keep a gold standard.
Mm.
Now, I believe previously a gentleman named Tom Corbin from California, and he mentioned what Webster Tarpley had said about the free market solution to the problem causing mass chaos.
Yeah, that was Tony.
There is no free market solution to this problem right now. There is no solution to the problem right now. And I think I think that's what Mark was trying to say, other than dismantling the banking system that we currently have.
Right. And it's a solution. It's a long-term solution as opposed to a short-term solution. Is there anything that's going to mitigate or get rid of the coming crash, whether it comes in a couple of weeks, a few weeks, or whether it comes in a few years? It's coming, people.
Right, and right now you have the talking heads on radio and in the media sort of trying to present this debate in a way they're oversimplifying it. Basically, you have people, the Democrats are blaming Wall Street greed, okay, and then you have the Republicans are blaming government because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were always sort of quasi-government institutions.
Right.
Okay, and there's some wisdom on both sides there, but none of them, nobody has talked about the Federal Reserve at all.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, here's some scary news for you, Peter. This coming in from the Associated Press just a couple hours ago. A week ago, it totaled just 3 pages, the White House's request for $700 billion to bail out the financial institutions. By Monday, after an intense weekend of negotiations, the draft had swelled to 42 pages. But by today, after an
week of marathon talks. The working version, which they're not finished with yet, is now up to 102 pages. Yeah. So if you thought it was bad originally when proposed, it sounds like it's 100 times worse at this point, because essentially what I think is going on here is, you know, this is like an emergency piece of legislation, right? So in any emergency piece of legislation, what you usually see happening is all of the legislators just start piling in all the things they've been trying to ram through for the last however long they've been trying to ram it through. And I bet you're going to see all kinds of unrelated things added to this so-called bailout bill. It won't just be bailouts if it's 100-something pages. It'll be all kinds of emergency provisions the government people wanted to enact but maybe weren't able to.
Exactly. This is a Financial Patriot Act. Nobody's going to have a chance to fully read it or absorb the information. There's going to be deal-making between the two parties, and they're going to throw in nonsense provisions, as you just said. That's exactly what's going to happen. If I could quickly, I know there are probably other people waiting on the line, but quickly, I had called them last night and said that I had faxed my congresswoman, you know, that we had a conversation as to whether that would be futile or not. Well, I did follow up this morning at 9:05 a.m. With her office to ask them whether they were in receipt of this letter and should I expect any response. I did manage, after annoying a few of the staffers, to get the chief of staff on the phone, or somebody, a gentleman who claimed he was the chief of staff, and he indicated to me that they have received over 150 faxed letters indicating demanding that Congresswoman McCarthy not vote for this provision, and that he has made it clear to the Congresswoman that her constituents are not pleased with the situation and do not blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if I was just getting the runaround, but, you know.
We'll see. Paula's on her job.
That's very positive to me.
We'll see. Let us know how Ms. McCarthy votes on this. This is the same woman that, by the way, always is proposing new gun bans and things
like
that.
Exactly. And she's vile in many respects. Yeah. So.
Keep us in the loop. Let us know how that turns out for you, all right?
All right, man.
Thanks, Peter, and good luck. 800-259-9231. Can't say I got my hopes up.
Well,
how many will dissent?
They're going to come to a compromise. Everybody's going to be able to say that they got this. You know, they managed to really do the right thing. And in the process, the American people are going to get screwed. Maybe a little less than they would have.
They're all going to link arms together. How many will dissent of the 535?
One.
Ron Paul.
Yeah.
All right, 800. There might be another one or two of them that have the courage, but we'll see. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Still your calls coming up. Also, we'll tell you what happened this morning with the triple civil disobedience event that occurred and an update on the couch situation. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey.